The Case of the Chamber of Horrors, The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Nora Godwin. Narrated by Brian Godwin. It was the autumn of 1883 that Sherlock Holmes and I became involved in a curious case. On a Tuesday morning, as we just sat down to breakfast, we were interrupted by an urgent request. A young man, barely in his 20s, had appeared at our Baker Street residence to ask for Holmes's services. His name was John Theodore Tussaud, a member of the prominent artistic family. The latter maintained a museum exhibiting wax figures only a few minutes' walk away, a little further south on Baker Street between Dorset and Blandford Street, which was established several decades ago by our visitor's great-grandmother, the famous Madame Marie Tussaud, who had come to England in 1802 and initially toured the whole land with a traveling exhibition. In 1835, she made her location permanent in the Baker Street Bazaar, a former market hall. After the death of the founder, the male descendants continued the work, and today the Wax Museum is one of the most interesting exhibitions in London, visited by hundreds of people every day. And there is indeed a lot to see there. Life-size and extremely realistic figures of important personalities of history and the present, modeled with amazing skill. But also, the lower instincts are served, and among them, the special attractions is the Chamber of Horror, where brutal and bloody scenes of crimes and executions.